Now, the issue of deer management is always to the fore in this county and on this programme, as people complain of more deer and too many deer maybe affecting crops and farms and out on our roads. Well, this story took another development yesterday when the news came through and the full confirmation came through that Ireland's Sika deer, or indeed Sika deer across the European Union, has been included on a list of alien invasive species of Union concern. Now, the Sika was added to the EU's list last summer, but notice that the addition applied to Ireland was only published in recent days. Its inclusion means countries must eradicate the deer, control their populations, or prevent their arrival in the first place. That's what this means for the European Union. The Department of Housing, which speaks for the National Parks and Wildlife Service, said management measures must be in place within 18 months. They must ensure the impact on biodiversity, the related ecosystem services, and where applicable on human health or the economy are minimised. Now, that did not specify, the Department of Housing or the National Parks and Wildlife Service, what those measures might be. Sika deer, originally from Asia, are growing in numbers and damaging crops, forestry and rewilding efforts. In Ireland, where they were introduced in 1860, they also, of course, pose a hazard on our roads. 80,000 Sika, red and fallow deer are killed each year in this country by licensed hunters. Despite this, their numbers are increasing. So where does this leave us? Will there have to be renewed efforts? Will there have to be a bigger cull? Or what should be done in relation to the control of our deer population? Jerry Boland is an animal rights and vegan lifestyle campaigner, and he's with me on the line. Jerry, good morning to you, and thanks for taking my call on this one. First of all, what do you make of this clarification that's come through that, you know, Sika are an invasive species and Ireland is included on a list of countries that, I suppose, have to do something about it?
I suppose it was expected. We've known that the EU had made this decision about Sika deer some time ago. It was only a matter of time before it was brought into force in Ireland. What do I make of it? Well, you've outlined some of the facts there. We're already, you know, I've been on your program before about this. We're already culling approximately 80,000 a year of different species of deer, many of them Sika. That doesn't include those that are killed by poachers, which is significant, I think, anecdotally anyway. Nor does it include the numbers that are killed on roads. So my main issue with this, and I've said it on your phone before, Jerry, is that there are no statistics done. You know, if we're going to treat a situation like this in some kind of evidence-based manner, well, you need to have the evidence and you need to have the facts and not just anecdotal. And, okay, nobody can deny that there's a lot of deer in the country. But there is a clamour now for a cull, and there's been a clamour for a cull for a long time. And how many deer do we need to kill before we get down to manageable numbers? We don't know the answer to that because we don't know how many deer are in the country. So now we have a situation where the country is being told essentially that we have to get rid of an animal that has been in the country since 1860s, 160 years, much longer than any of us are living at the moment.
I'd love to know, Jerry, how do you classify an invasive species in terms of the fact that it's been here for over 160 years? Can it still be an outside alien species if it's been somewhere and thriving that long?
Well, I'm not an expert in this area, but it just seems ridiculous. Yeah. And I would imagine most of your listeners would think it's ridiculous as well, that an animal can be living embedded, settled into the country for 160 years, and then suddenly it's an invasive species. I suppose, look, let's call a spade here. Deer are regarded by most people as beautiful, gentle creatures and harmless. Now, if we were talking about rats, for instance, we wouldn't be having this discussion because everyone would be revolted by the rats and they're terrified of them. So we simply wouldn't. So from an animal rights perspective, you know, animal rights people regard all animals as deserving of reverence and respect in the sense that they have a right to life. Now, I know that's not going to go down very well with your listeners, and it probably doesn't sound very pragmatically okay in relation to the lives we're living, but that's what an animal rights approach is. And essentially what we are, and I do appreciate you bringing me onto your show, Jerry, because I do have a very different view to most of your listeners. Essentially, yeah. Humans have been trampling all over the earth for thousands of years, and we take what we want and we destroy as we go. And where has that left us? I genuinely believe we need to treat the planet and all its inhabitants with reverence and respect. And this is, we need to kind of look, when we have a situation like this where animals, you know, on a, occasionally, and it'll happen because of the way we've disturbed the bounds of nature, occasionally certain species of animals will get very large populations, and that's what happened with deer now. But the problem with the way we deal with it is that we have only a single answer to these problems. When an animal is simply a commodity or a nuisance or a problem or an obstruction, we immediately, you know, decide that the only way to deal with this is to kill them or to cull them. And I believe genuinely that that is not the way to go. Of course, it's an issue. I'm a pragmatic person. I'm a realistic person. I understand that there is, you know, a fairly major issue in relation to the numbers of deer in the country. But I don't see any attempt whatsoever to think outside the box and to look at a long-term view and say, how can we deal with this situation without simply killing healthy animals? Because I would imagine that most of your listeners, even though they do realize there's a problem, I would imagine most of your listeners are fundamentally opposed to the idea of killing healthy animals. And we're now going to be killing, we're already killing 100,000 probably deer, if 80,000 legally every year. And how many more are we going to have to kill before we can solve this problem?
Well, even on the practical side of that, Jerry, talking about the cull or how many get killed every year, let's just say the outcome of this is the National Parks and Wildlife Service either increases the amount of licenses or, again, extends the season beyond what they've already extended to. Will that actually work? Will everyone have to pick up a rifle before it makes a difference in terms of numbers? There's no way of knowing, I know. But that, like 80,000, 100,000 sounds like a lot to me, and still it's not really controlling the numbers the way it should be.
It's unthinkable, Jerry, that we'd be thinking of actually issuing more licenses for more guns. Like, surely.
But would it even work? Would it even work, is my question, even aside from that? Would it even. We don't know if it would work because we don't know the numbers. 80,000 sounds like a lot in a 12 month period.
Well, how do you eradicate a population of animals that are in every country and that are, you know, that are secretive in the sense that they have to be secretive? They, you know, they're not in. How do you eradicate them? You don't. It would be a situation where we'd be increasing the number of licenses every year to try and eradicate them. I don't really see how this is going to work. I don't think there is a plan, to be quite honest with you. I'm pretty sure about that. And I go back to my original point. The fact that we don't know how many animals, how many deer are in the country is a fundamental issue in relation to solving it. The Irish Deer Management Strategy, which was set up in 2022 by the government to look at this issue of deer population, over deer, they issued a 28-page report, I think it was, in 2022, and there's not a single sentence in that report which looks at any alternative method. And there are alternative methods. None of them will solve the problem completely, but as I mentioned on your program a few months ago, there is a suite of measures, some of them pragmatically difficult, some of them logistically difficult, but a suite of measures that if some research was put in, a major research was put in, we could get to a situation in maybe a decade where the population of the deer had reduced to a manageable. And we don't know what a manageable, if we're dealing with farmers, and you know, farmers do have issues with deer, and I understand that, but they're very noisy farmers, and they get heard, but there is a clamor. And if we can kind of reduce the clamor for killing these deer, well, that'll be good. Me being on your radio station this morning isn't going to stop what's going to happen over the next 18 to 24 months. There's going to be an increasing number of deer being killed, healthy animals being shot, some of them being shot, a lot of them being shot accurately, and a lot of them being shot not accurately and you know, dying pretty awful lives in the middle of the woods. So this is not, this is not a nice situation.
No, would you like to see some sort of response from the National Parks and Wildlife Service Department of Housing on this? Some sort of a, right, this has been classified. We're being told we have to do something about it by the EU. What is the plan? Do we spend money, do some sort of population assessment, and then come up with some sort of a plan which perhaps maybe includes some of the alternatives you talked about before?
Well, I would like that, but they're not going to do it. But what they have to do is they have to actually get the statistics right. They have to do a survey fairly quickly to discover how many deer are in the country. But, you know, it's pie in the sky if I say now that, the, you know, that the that the department is going to come up with alternative methods. They're not going to. They showed in 2022 that they're not interested in this. This is a problem that they'd like to go away, and the there's only one solution to it in the authorities' mind, and that's to go in with, you know, an increasing number of rifles, longer seasons. This is probably what's going to happen, and killing more healthy animals. It's not the answer to this problem long term. It's going to be the answer short term, but it's not the answer long term from an animal rights or just from a moral, ethical point of view, or from a kind and compassionate and a reverential point of view, because what we've done to nature is just absolutely appalling, and this is just another example of it.
Okay, Jerry, listen, thanks for giving us your view on it on the programme this morning. That's Jerry Boland there, is an animal rights activist, talking about that classification, that Ireland is part of this classification now by the EU, that sea cadeer are an invasive species.